Will Houck with KNBC, and I'm talking to Nikki Barber of the Minx. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and your band, the Minx.
Yeah, definitely. So let's see. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, a small town, but have been living in Nashville for the last 7 years. And probably about the last 3.5, 4, I've been fronting the Minx. And we've got a great lineup of musicians all from all around the country as well. But we simply put play rock and roll. We have definitely a little bit of a psychedelic element to it. And then there's also kind of a little twang too that Nashville has kind of seeped out of us. So, but we've been just going steady the last few years. My guitarist has been with me the longest. He's been with me for about 3 years. And so that's really when things started to solidify a little more. And yeah, it's been just been moving and progressing ever since.
Awesome. Well, the first single on the album is Jaywalker Blues, and I really like that song. I played it the last couple of weeks on my show. I wonder if you could tell us about the song and where it came from, what that song's all about.
Yeah, definitely. Jaywalker Blues honestly stemmed from a bunch of conversations just that I was having with friends, obviously right around election time and things like that. Everyone was feeling a little bleak, and the first line is, "When I die, dress me in Johnny Walker blue," and that was actually a statement that one of my friends said, and once he said that, it kind of just sparked this whole song kind of off of the conversation that we were having. And it's really just about, it's a song about kind of just like living in the present moment and just being alive and aware. You know, it's so easy to get sucked into our cell phones and the images that we present, you know, on Instagram and things like that. So it's kind of my cry to, you know, be present.
I hear a lot of different musical influences when I listen to the songs, but I was wondering what kind of music influenced you growing up and the songwriting that you're doing nowadays?
I kind of have two different worlds that I came from. I grew up with a lot of folk influence, you know, listening to Bob Dylan and loving his words and lyrics, and same with Patti Smith. I love her lyrics so much. I really like when people, you know, have something to their songs, statements and things, and like almost poetry behind it all. So that, you know, I grew up with that and listening to like Cat Stevens and things like that. My parents, but then that was kind of my mom's side, and then my dad was all about, you know, Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones and everything like that, and he really got me into the Velvet Underground, and when I heard, you know, Lou Reed for the first time, I was like, what is this, you know? So yeah, there's kind of a little bit of both worlds, definitely a lot of rock and roll, but also I'm all about, you know, the poetry of the music as well.
Another song I liked was Nothing No More, and that one it sounded a bit different to me as well. I'd like to hear more about the lyrics of that song and the message you were trying to go for in there.
Yeah, that one definitely has a little more of a country aspect, maybe kind of waltzy. I wrote that kind of. Maybe a year or two into Nashville. And I actually wrote it, my ex-boyfriend and I, we're still friends to this day, but we actually wrote that song kind of about each other as we were breaking up. So it's kind of the most interesting breakup song, you know? but yeah, we're both proud of it now, you know?
Well, that's good. That's a good ending to that. So the album is coming out pretty soon, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the album and when it's going to be released and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so excited to finally release this to the world. Joe Bazzieri mixed produced it, did pretty much everything. He's one of my best friends in the world. And he did so much work with it. And then we're going to be calling it Light and Sweet, which is kind of a joke term that we, a few years back, I was up north with some friends, and we were in this coffee shop in New York City, and this, you know, very New York guy comes in. He's like, "Light and sweet, honey. I want my coffee light and sweet." And we just thought it was so funny, and we've kind of used that phrase whenever anything is kind of happening within the world that's maybe not so light and sweet. You know, right. Use it as kind of a buffer. And I realized when I was writing this record, all these songs kind of, you know, have a happy upbeatness to them, but a lot of the words and things are actually pretty dark. So I thought that was a nice title for it. So it's called Light and Sweet, and it'll be out this fall in September. And we're putting it out through Cafe Rooster Records, which is this great record company here based in Nashville, run by Brian Wright and Sally J. They're just two really, really great people. So I'm very fortunate to be on their roster and putting this out finally to the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Cafe Rooster. That's a good group of folks up there.
Yeah, it's a great family. I feel very fortunate to have met them.
Awesome. So are you going to be hitting the road in support of the album here pretty soon?
Yes, yeah. We have a few summer runs lined up, just some like little week things here and there, going up to Vermont and back and down south and things like that. But once in the fall, once it's released, we plan to have a very heavy loaded tour schedule. It's all in the works right now. And yeah, we just want to go everywhere and anywhere that we can to spread the word and, you know, play the music.
Definitely. Well, if you come out west, if you're around Reno, you got to stop by the radio station.
Definitely. We would love to. Yeah, we'll definitely make it out west. Maybe in the new year. I'm not sure. We'll have to figure that out. But definitely coming that way.
Cool. All right. Well, I just had one last question for you. I know people like to connect online. So how can people find you on the internet and connect with your music?
Yeah. So we have a website where you can kind of find everything. That's theminxband.com. But we're also on all of the social medias. Our handle for everything pretty much is The Minx with three S's. So it's M-I-N-K-S-S-S. And that's us. Yep. We like to keep it all updated and ready to go. There's always something new happening, so.